Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2020, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 2, For Whom the Bell Tolls. In the midst of the pandemic, I decided to sneak a social distance treat and took part in an outdoor meditation sangha on a breezy summer morning. Masked up and settled into the seat, I took a few moments to visually drink in the splendor of the azure blue morning sky as an auburn sunrise coaxed its way out of the eastern horizon. Green lace wings danced along the soft grassy lawn, and I wondered if folks can feel the smile on my face, albeit hidden behind this essential face covering. Our location for the morning sangha sat rear of an old Catholic church that continues to follow the tradition of ringing its steeple bells every 15 minutes, a reminder to all who will listen that the presence of God the Creator is with us. The musical auditory church bells, just like the adhan in the Muslim prayer service and the tolling of the singing bowls in most Buddhist traditions, call worshipers to communal service and announce times of daily prayer and reflection. In nations and communities around the world who have strong national cultures within one of these spiritual traditions, folks follow the tenets of daily pauses of reflections to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Pre-COVID, I drove past this Catholic church twice daily, the to and fro of my workday. I'm sure the bells were rung as I witnessed them now. However, in my honest recollection, I did not hear them. The daily chaos of commuting, pushing paperwork to justify one's existence to funders, and scrambling to put out little fires everywhere proved to be a recipe for a worldwide crisis called pandemic. We humans are so strange. We resist the obvious need for nature to course correct our blunders, fear each other as we fear the unknown, and yet continue to crave mega social group experiences regardless of the circumstance. But perhaps the connections we crave have been false or not so good for us, and now we have a little time to separate in order to connect. 40 is the Latin root word for quarantine. The number 40 has significance in the elevation of the human spiritual development. In the scriptures, Noah spent 40 days and nights on the ark with his peeps during the great flood. Jesus experiences 40 days and nights in the wilderness. This experience is said to have elevated his body, mind, and spirit as he gained mastery of mindfulness and infused this as love in his teaching to his disciples. In other spiritual traditions, legend has it that the Buddha also meditated and fasted for 40 days, as well as Moses, who stayed 40 days on Mount Sinai before receiving the Ten Commandments. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, too, fasted and prayed for 40 days before hearing the great revelation called Holy Quran. To date, we have entered our fifth 40-day cycle of this COVID quarantine. 170 days up from the Center of Disease Control's advice to shelter in place, the struggle for finding the cure for what ails us continues. What have we learned in our cycles of 40? And yet, old traditions like steeple bells ringing in the distance serve as subtle reminders that there is something greater that calls our attention if we would but listen. Perhaps for whom the bell tolls is for we.